AI is transforming industries, but the data centers powering it require more energy and water than ever. At the break, join Christoph Beck, chairman and CEO of Ecolab, for insights on using water effectively while safeguarding this critical resource for future generations.
Here's your morning DNB Tech Minute for Wednesday, January 7th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. Warner Brothers Discovery has recommended shareholders reject Paramount's amended hostile bid for the company. In a letter to shareholders made public today, Warner said the amended Paramount offer wasn't superior or even comparable to the $72 billion Netflix deal for its movie and TV studios and HBO Max streaming service. Warner's board unanimously decided Paramount's bid for the entire company was inadequate. It also cited uncertainty in Paramount's ability to close the deal. Luminant Medical has raised $21 million in new venture financing from 8VC, Artis Ventures, and others. The Galway, Ireland-based startup aims to deliver chemotherapy and other drug infusions in the home, a service that's not typically offered today. It's developing medical devices to deliver cancer medications as well as curb their side effects. Its CEO said the company is negotiating contracts with a dozen U.S. oncology clinics and health systems, but hasn't started treating patients yet. Luminant's latest financing is a Series A extension that brings its total venture and grant funding to about $57 million. And economic uncertainties are driving down cybersecurity hiring. According to enterprise technology leaders and recruiters, many cyber chiefs are facing flat budget growth and redirecting labor costs into automated security tools. A co-founder of AI cybersecurity firm Command Zero said he expects chief information and security officers to focus on effectiveness over headcount in 2026. According to information technology trade group CompTIA, U.S. companies across all sectors posted roughly 9,200 new cybersecurity jobs in November. That's about 1,700 fewer than October. And that's your TMB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.
How are data center operators working to improve sustainability and water savings at every stage of the data center lifecycle? Here's Ecolab's Christoph Beck with some thoughts.
The Mach 7 or the Mach 4, the ones who are really so focused on high tech, are the most forward-looking. They have the means, they have the mindset, they have the passion for innovation, and they're really open to try new things as well, because everything is new with AI and with that technology as well. I think even if we're not where we wanted to be with that industry right now, we will be ahead in the next few years because innovation that's coming up right now is working much better than we thought. And it's really thinking in circular ways, being in a data center or in a microchip manufacturing plant.
Learn more about Ecolab at ecolab.com.
Custom content from WSJ is a unit of the Wall Street Journal Advertising Department. The Wall Street Journal News Organization was not involved in the creation of this content.